Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. We will get to the guest of honor, Dwayne Long, here in just a minute. If you have yet to give us a five-star review on iTunes, please go ahead and do so. You can do it via your app or the link in the first message board post below here. We are locked in a battle with Michigan and Penn State. Give us a five-star review. You can also leave a comment or a question on there. If you do leave a question on there, we will answer it in our next podcast. Also, if you have not yet signed up to get breaking news text alerts, go ahead and do that. There is a link on the front page to get it done. You can do it right within your profile. This service is available to anybody registered on the site, not just premium members. You may have noticed we are going to start posting a Q&A thread for the BM5 every night before we do the show. Either Dave or myself will post it, and we will get to as many questions as we can. Now let's get to the guest of honor. As promised, Dwayne Long is here. It is Ohio. It is gray. It is overcast. It is quarantine. Dwayne, how are you?
Oh, you pretty much just answered the question. When it gets like this, I'm not happy. It is nice to have warmer weather, but this is supposed to rain for the next few days, and I hate that when it just day after day after day of gray and rain. Really bothers me.
It will be okay if everyone didn't have to stay inside. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get to some interesting information here. We've done two deeps with Dwayne for the season ahead. We've done quarterbacks, running backs, offensive line. Today, wide receiver. Arguably top to bottom, the most talented position on the squad. We are going to go with three starting receivers, two on the outside and one in the slot, and we're also going to do tight end. Dwayne, however you want to do it, give us your starters at the three wide receiver spots and at tight end.
Okay, our two outside guys, one is Garrett Wilson. He was pushing to take the X job anyway last year. He's just a extremely talented kid. On the other side, Olave has come out of nowhere to be a really, really outstanding receiver. I hope that he's gotten in the gym as much as he can, get a little bit stronger. That would help him out a lot. But the kid's just smooth and beautiful to watch. And I'm trying to remember. I remember one drop ball all last year. So those two are going to be outside. Jameson Williams showed that shock speed and ability to accelerate away from a defense. I think he's going to be the slot guy. And that causes problems because he's not one. Your slot guys, you see 5'9", 5'10 guys. This kid's 6'2". That's going to be a problem. How are you going to line up somebody on this kid when you got Garrett Wilson's about 6'1", and you've got Olave, who's about the same size? You got all these 6 foot and over receivers that you got to try to contend with. And coming out of the slot, it's just a completely different thing seeing a guy that size. Those would be my three starters. And a tight end, just because it is what it is, Farrell's been the tight end. He's been the starter. So I believe he's going to be the starter this year, at least to start the season.
As with some other positions, it's a little bit more standard. Wide receiver, a lot of guys get on the field, so too deep you want to take with a grain of salt. But who do you see as the next wave of dudes coming in after that starting lineup? Very impressive, I might add.
Show me any school in the country that has a deeper position, any position, not just wide receiver, any position group that is as deep with talent as this Ohio State receiver room right now. I mean, Julian Fleming is going to be my backup to Garrett Wilson. What? Julian Fleming's going to be a backup? Anywhere else he wouldn't be. But like you said, Dan, there are so many receivers flying in and out of the game. These guys are running a lot. So having a fresh guy is important. And when you have zero drop-off in talent, that's just amazing. He's going to be my X outside behind Garrett Wilson. On the other side, I mean, first you got to look. Smith and Jigba had one of the great seasons in the history of high school football in the state of Texas. That's just amazing what he did. But how can you look at G. Scott and not say, this kid's not going to be in your two deep? So I think those two they're both going to play, obviously. Who's going to be the backup at the start of the season? I don't know. Who's going to be the backup at the end of the season? We'll find out. Those guys are just tremendous. I just watched G. Scott's film as well as Julian Fleming's in the last few days. And just watching this kid, he's so smooth. I'm talking about G. Scott. He's so smooth, catches everything, plays smart. He's got size. He's got hands. He's got he's the full deal. So you got to find time for those kids to play. So, I've said this before. I don't know if anybody's going to have monster numbers individually because they're going to try to get as much as they can out of as many of these elite athletes as they can. I absolutely believe that. And you got to worry about that transfer portal. You can't be taking these elite guys like Julian Fleming, Smith and Jigba, and G. Scott, and giving them 10 catches a year and in their first year and let them play special teams and think you're going to keep them around. You're not. Forget it. You got to get these guys on the field as much as you did Garrett Wilson last year. So we're going to see a lot of these guys. As you said, it's very important to don't pay any attention to the two deep. They're going to be the first two on the field, but that doesn't mean they're going to be the only ones. A lot of guys are going to be running in and out of the lineup. We got Babb back this year, and he was a much higher-rated receiver than Olave coming out of high school. If he has recovered fully from those knees, he's got to see the field. You know, we got some veterans that are probably – I would not be surprised if they do transfer out of here. I thought that we would see Gardner and Jalen Watkins possibly move out of here after spring ball once they saw the depth chart after spring was over. But we didn't have spring, so it kind of puts them in a bad situation. But, you know, those are guys that could play somewhere else. It's just so deep, it's hard to get on the field. So let me get to Jameson Williams. I think it's going to be Mookie Cooper. But C.J. Saunders is going to go in there. He's a veteran guy who has proven himself. You know, you say, well, he doesn't have a really great size. No, he doesn't, but he keeps catching footballs. He doesn't have great speed. No, he doesn't, but he keeps catching footballs. Reliable guys, you gotta put them on the field. You got to give the guy that is going to catch the ball, do what he's supposed to do, get beyond the sticks and catch the ball. You got to find a place for him on the field. So Saunders, I think he starts the year there, but as soon as Mookie Cooper, who is a superior football player, starts to find his way, I think he takes the job from Saunders. At tight end, I'm Ruckert without question, but is Ruckert, if we ever really start featuring the tight end, or let's not say feature, let's say we start using him more, he's such an elite tight end. I don't know if we've ever had a more offensive, when I say offensive, I'm talking about an impact in the passing game. I don't know if we've had an athlete like Rucker here. We've had some good ones, but that guy is just special. But if you're going to pretty much stay with what we have been doing, which is the prime tight end is primarily a blocker, Farrell is going to be hard to knock out of there because the guy gets it done. But I think Rucker, if we decide to throw the ball to the tight end, we're going to see more Rucker than we are Farrell.
Very interesting look at the two deep. And like Dwayne said, I'm not sure there's a deeper position for any squad, but at least at Ohio State, I don't remember going into the season with this many quality players across the board. Definitely helps you. The recruiting they've done at wide receiver is nothing short of phenomenal, and it doesn't show any sign of slowing down if you look at the class of 2021 and who they have on the way. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and hit some of these questions you guys have submitted.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, we are back. Like I said, we have posted a thread for you to submit questions for every BM5 going forward. It will go up the night before. We will get to as many as we can. The ones we can't, we will double back and try and hit on the message board. Dwayne, Buckeyes and Spurs, was super quick to get his question in there. Hint to everyone, that's probably a good way to go about it. He has two questions. Number one, who's the offensive lineman and defensive lineman that you believe we are not talking enough about?
Defense, the kid that just keeps coming up when you get some guy that will talk to you about things, that knows what's going on. The people that know what's going on, they really don't like to talk. But, you know, you sit down, you can get some of them to tell you something. The name that keeps coming up is Noah Potter. I thought he was underrated coming out of high school. He's a guy that gets it done. He's a highly effective football player, plays good sound defense, plays with a high motor, and you just continue to hear his name come up as somebody that the coaches are saying, yeah, that kid's going to help us. So he's the defensive lineman. I don't know if you would say that this kid is not being talked about enough, but, you know, it's more – in the realm of what he's going to be. I think he's going to be something quicker, and that's Paris Johnson. I am so high on this kid. I believe he's going to be battling a true freshman. Yes, that's incredibly difficult. Freshman offensive lineman to play right away. I think he's a threat to play right away at right tackle. I think he can come in. And one thing that really makes me believe that more is the staff seems to want to stick DeJuan Jones over there at left tackle. And, you know, you think about a guy that size, man, he's got to be a right tackle. But he handled himself fine over there on the left side, and he's 6'8", so he's even taller than Paris Johnson, which means he's probably got a longer reach. And if he can handle it, man, why not? But it just seems like they've installed him over there. That's where they want him. If they're just leaving an open competition at right tackle, I think he'll be the starter with Paris Johnson maybe being the kid that they're going to put behind Thayer Mumford. He's going to be a senior. So you put him over there, and you need to get somebody ready. Left tackle is a whole nother level, Buckeye Nation. I'm telling you, left tackles are paid an immense amount of money because of what they're asked to do. They're asked to try to keep kids like Chase Young and Nick and Joey Bosa off the quarterback. And that's what it really amounts to. So when you got to have a left tackle, you got to have one. So having a kid that's been over there and preparing, and DeJuan Jones has been. So that could happen. But Paris Johnson is a kid that I believe is going to be a star here, whether left tackle or right tackle. Play him because we're only going to keep him 3 years.
If you've yet to watch Paris Johnson's high school video, it really is like that blindside highlight montage. I'm not kidding. It's incredible. Who does Dwayne think may be that sleeper first-round pick in 2021 that seems to come out of nowhere? Think Damon Arnett from this past year. You look at the projections of the mock drafts, that would eliminate the guys that everyone thinks are going to go. Sean Wade, who, by the way, in the latest CBS mock draft is number 3 overall. Justin Fields will get picked high. I think a lot of people think Chris Olave will be a first-round pick, and a lot of people think Wyatt Davis will be a first-round pick. Who else could be a first-round pick?
This one I hate, and I don't want to say this, but Seven Banks. Seven Banks has worked his tail off. He had started to play a good bit at the end of last year. He's a kid that just seems to be around the football. If you watch his high school film, it's like, how does this defensive back get his hands on the ball as much as this kid does? And that's what Seven Banks does. I believe he's going to come in there. He's going to challenge for the job opposite Wade. I know Cam Brown played a lot last year, but seven banks. See, he missed a lot of his senior year due to injury. So he's finding his way, and he's just such a gifted athlete and a guy that just has that, you know, we call him ball hawks or sense for the ball. He just finds the football. You got a defensive back that finds the football, you put him on the field. And I think Seven Banks, he's got the size. You know, he's not as big as Okuda or Wade, but he's got good cornerback size for the NFL. And I think that if he has the season I think he's going to have, we're going to lose him. And this is really starting to catch up with us, Buckeye Nation. The number of cornerbacks, yeah, it's great. We get more. But, you know, you're taking a really proven guy out of the lineup for a guy who offers a lot of potential. Well, does he live up to that potential? We hope. We got to get more numbers in here. I still think we're going to take at least one more, if not two more, cornerbacks in this class. And we're going to need to. We keep losing them. And I think we could lose seven backs.
You know your program is rolling when one of your issues is you are producing first-round cornerbacks too fast for you to replace, even though you're doing it faster than any other program in the country. And for those of you that may have been surprised by the choice of Seven Banks, I too was a little surprised. But when you think about it, I like Seven Banks as a prospect more than I like Damon Arnett. And Damon Arnett and John Gruden are going to hang out and spend first-round money in Las Vegas as long as it lasts. Here's one that won't be surprising, submitted by the lovely and talented Dave Biddle. Dwayne, best meatball sub in Columbus.
Oh, and I got backup on this one. Minnelli's on Sullivan. There's another location. Minnelli's on Sullivan Avenue. It's you can hit it easily. If you're going somewhere, you're passing through Columbus, you want to grab a meal, don't eat fast food. Jump off the freeway, 270 in Georgesville, going south, Sullivan Avenue, turn right. And you'll run to Minnelli's within a quarter mile, and the place is spectacular. When a guy like Dan Rubin, coming from where he comes from, says it's the best meatball sub he's eaten since he left that area, that tells you all you need to know.
And that is a fact. It is. I prefer my Italian food to be made by people from the home country. They definitely are, and it is the best meatball sub I've had in Ohio. My roots are, of course, East Coast based, where a lot of people from the home country make your food. It's a no-brainer right there. That's a layup. In fact, Dave Biddle's question, followed by a comment, the best lawyers only ask questions they already know the answers to. If this made you hungry, you're not alone. Let's ask one more here. We're going short on time. I'm going to table the offensive line one that we had for next week because that's a good deep one for you. This comes from Chip Munn. Pro Football Focus has Trey Sermon listed as the third best running back eligible to enter the NFL draft. Why is Sermon getting this type of notoriety? If NFL analysts believe that Sermon is a top three draft eligible running back, how should 24/7 Sports view Ohio State's newest running back addition? Chip is being a little bit facetious here because he knows 24/7 Sports does their rankings based on the NFL projections, and Sermon is not projected as high as that on their transfer rankings. Why do you believe he's listed as that high?
Because he's that damn good. Trey Sermon, I don't understand what Lincoln Riley's thinking about out there. He's so determined that he's going to have a multitude of backs running in and out of the game that he won't keep his one back who can carry 18 carries a game and just and be ready after a nice bath for the next week. He lets him go. I that just makes no sense to me. And Trey Sermon is outstanding. He runs hard. He's a kid. He's going to give you everything he's got on every carry. He's a skilled back. I mean, I love the get north backs, and he does. But he's got all the tools, and I think one reason why he's ranked this high is because of his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Every year it seems to become more and more important. I think that that's why Dobbins fell as far as he did. He had been solid in a passing game. That's why we're throwing him the football. But in the biggest game of his life, he drops two passes that could have changed the game, and I think the NFL saw that. I think that really impacted his draft status. And here we get Troy Sermon. And one of the things that is at the top of the list of the pluses with him is
his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. So really the only question I have is Lincoln Riley. I would like to ask him, why couldn't you give this kid the ball 18 times a game? What is so important to have a multitude of backs? I mean, it just didn't make sense to me, and I'm happy to have him. You know, I'm glad that he's coming off his knee injury sooner than the kids we've got hurt. But he seems to be ready to get back on the field now, and our guys are still needing to heal up some more. So it's great to have him, and I'm not surprised he's ranked that high by everybody but Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, we're in a good spot there, considering he's just got a one-year audition here now to get to the NFL. All his sins of the past, I think, will be forgiven if he thrives. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Keep loading those questions on there. Make sure you give us a 5-star review and sign up for text alerts. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.